waiting until the clock strikes 12 on New Year's so you can magically experience a New Year and New You. But the New Year, New Me concept can actually be kind of harmful because it suggests that there was something wrong with you in the first place.
Welcome to Adulthood Loading, a wellness podcast for young adults still trying to figure it out.
Content of this podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only, and is not intended to be a substitute for professional, psychological, psychiatric, or medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified mental health providers for any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or mental disorder.
Hey everyone, so we're back with another episode. I'm Marissa.
I'm Emma.
And today we're going to talk about the pressures that come along with the new year. So I think we've all heard it before. People telling us, you know, leave that relationship alone, sis. Drop that job. Create a business. You know, get your hustle on. Lose some weight. Gain some weight. Start living your best life. You know, you want to be where the money resides.
Where the money resides. Where the money resides. Where the money resides.
All these stuff. It's just like it has this urgency. Like if you haven't done it by now. You behind, you slacking. You need to be doing these things. You need to be hitting these marks, these goals, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you know, these things, these mantras or whatever you want to call it, are often front and center during the new year. And while we know that these messages can be shared on social media and said to others to help like motivate us to make good and helpful decisions, they can create a whole lot of passive anxiety and overwhelming pressure for us to become instantly new and improved version of ourselves. You know, that whole waiting until the clock strikes 12 on New Year's so you can magically experience a new year and new you. But the new year, new me concept can actually be kind of harmful because it suggests that there was something wrong with you in the first place. And it doesn't acknowledge any of your strengths throughout the year.
Yeah, and I think it totally ignores the current reality that we're in right now because, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And that in itself is something that for a lot of us, well, shoot, I think for all of us, we never really experienced before. Like we're living through history and still have to, you know, meet up to all these expectations and fulfill these goals that we set for ourselves. And it's kind of challenging to do. So when you decide to take on these New Year's resolutions or these goals that you want to set for yourself, you know, you have to question, am I putting too much pressure on myself? Are the things that I envision, you know, do I have the capacity to really do them the way I want to do them right now?
So all of y'all, ask yourself this right now. Am I putting too much pressure on myself this New Year? For a lot of us, the answer might be. And don't get us wrong, change can be positive, it can be great. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to look forward to the year to come. The thing is, we can also be content with where we currently are.
Yeah.
And we may even want to enhance our lives, but probably without all of this like outside pressure, more like with a intrinsic motivation for us to do these things ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, this whole talk actually reminds me of something that a relative of mine says often. And you know, it sounds like the older generation, to thine own self be true. Like they say that all the time, but I think it's really relevant here because not listening to yourself puts a strain on your mental health and it can spike anxiety and depression among other things. And you know, these things are already really common with the pandemic.
Yeah, agreed. And I think the key thing as you look to, you know, establish what it is that you want for yourself is to kind of just be present, remain present and try to like tap in with how it is that you're feeling. You know, what is your body telling you right now about some of the goals and the aspirations that you know, that you set for yourself? What are the thoughts that come to you right now? or even the thoughts that comes to you when you're laying in bed and you're thinking about these things, you know? Yes, we're in a pandemic, and yes, we have things that we want to do, but at the same time, we have to remember that we are in control of our life, and we could decide what we want to take on and what we feel is too much for our plate.
Period.
So yes, you have a lot of outside messages telling you, you know, you got to read the books, these certain books, if you want to stay ahead. CEOs only get up at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. You know, like messages and telling you like what you should be doing. You want to make sure that those messages aren't in conflict with what it is that you feel deep down in your heart, you feel is more consistent with your authentic self.
Hello.
So we could have intentions, you know, and sometimes they don't still serve us. Like when we look around and take stock of where we are in our life, and it's just having that flexibility to say, this was a goal of mine, but I think right now it might not be the best thing. Mm-hmm. Or to even say, I had this goal, but I think this other pathway or this other achievement might be a better fit given what's happening right now or where my mindset is right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a better way to establish more long-lasting change.
Definitely, definitely. I agree. I think, especially during this time, it may be helpful to, you know, to filter out some of these messages about changing that you might be seeing everywhere on social media and ads on TV, just the media in general, I would say. And then keep in mind a lot of these companies and maybe even certain influencers and stuff like that, they're sending out these messages and they're trying to gain finances as opposed to trying to elevate your well-being in some way. So that's just something to keep in mind. Like, you know, the gyms benefit a lot during this time because everyone's like, ooh, well, to get this body right and tight. Yeah, so January, February is like peak time. So just keep that in mind and then just give yourself permission to filter out these messages. Try not to feel guilty about it, just to be extra kind to yourself during this time.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think in addition to that, it's all about managing the expectations of others. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people always have an idea of what they want out of you or where they see you going. But you have to also have a sense of your own value system of what it is that you want to do and where it is that you want to be. And also just acknowledge that if you aren't where you'd like to be right now, that doesn't mean that automatically you're a failure or automatically you aren't taking baby steps towards being where you want to be.
Purr.
Because I think when you start to look at your accomplishments in almost like in a black and white way, I have this, either I have it or I don't, that's when you start to feel maybe guilty or ashamed of the things that you've achieved or where you're at in life. And you know, when it comes to the new year, you have a lot of reflections and you're like, well, what did I do last year? And we know last year was the pandemic. It threw everybody off, all the plans that we had for ourselves. And now it's a new year coming up. And I think it's very easy to get into a habit of feeling like, well, I didn't do anything last year. What's going to happen with this year? But I'm sure you did things last year. You know, so it's just looking at it with almost like a 2020 vision.
2021.
Exactly. When you look at it with a clear vision, you could recognize, you know, I have made strides in this way. And this is probably the next set of steps that I could take to achieve what I want and not feel and do that without feeling like you have to put yourself in hyperdrive and ignore the other things that are in life, like having fun, mm-hmm. relaxing, taking breaks.
Yeah. And I think like something like really similar to that is just like looking at your life now and saying like, what do I like? What do I like about my life? Instead of reflections being just about, like, if you decide to reflect, just being about, like, what do I need to do for the new year? This person started this business. Like, why didn't I do that yet? Like we said, you can make moves towards achieving these goals. It's just to also keep in mind the things you like right now. And try to remember there was a whole, like, chaotic pandemic, and you still made moves. Think about what this means regarding your ability to even come out on the other side with certain situations. So allow yourself to feel empowered about that. I think not everybody may want to celebrate the new year. I know for some that might sound a little strange, just like the other holidays, so like Christmas and New Year's Eve. The new year is not always an exciting and wonderful time for everybody. There may have been a lot of losses, like in terms of loved ones, relationships changing, relationships ending, and people may be grieving that too. So it may help to keep your life during this like New Year period to how it usually is outside of this time of the year. And that might help you to feel less pressure.
I think that's especially true for people who like didn't really have much of a Christmas break or like holiday season just based on their work schedule and everything. I'm sure like especially for those persons, it kind of just feels like it's just another week, you know? Like,
what's the point of that? So... yeah, it's a Tuesday.
But yeah, definitely. And I think, like Emma said, if it is that you have decided that you've been, you want to reflect and you want to, you know, think about the new year and think about the past year and all of the things that came with it, the good or the bad, you shouldn't feel like you have to share what's in those reflections, you know, because I think a lot of people feel like it's something that, like, oh, I want to tell people, you know, we have this whole thing where we want to be held accountable, which is also like a good thing, but you should feel pressured to divulge everything that comes to your mind in terms of what you reflected on or the goals that you want to achieve. You have the opportunity to think through and see, well, this is what I would like to share, or this is what I wouldn't want to share. Mm-hmm. So don't feel pressured like you have to go and tell your auntie, sister, cousin about your new year financial goals or the business that you want to start. Just take your own time, whether you prefer to journal or type or whatever works best for you. And you just quietly think through, meditate, and reflect about the things you've achieved. Surviving the pandemic, I just want to highlight, that's a very big one. Don't downplay.
Like, you did that. Like,
exactly, because it's physically and mentally.
Socially. All of the leaves. All of them.
Yes, yeah. All of the leaves. It's just a draining experience. So when you reflect, really try to focus on the positive and the negative, if there's was negative or things that you didn't enjoy. And just know that just because it's a new year, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to change things right now. Mm-hmm. When you really think about it, we could reflect at any time.
I can do it.
We could reflect in March. We could reflect in June if we want to. Like, you don't have to feel pressured. Like, if, because, you know, people are asking you, well, did you set your resolutions yet? Did you set your goals? Like, what do you want for the new year? And it's just like, I was just trying to nap and watch Netflix.
I was just trying to be. Like, what do you mean?
Like, I haven't quite gotten there yet. And that is fine. You do it in your own time. You just do it in your own time.
Yeah, so do it in your own time. Share it with who you want to share it with. If you do want to share it, because you don't want to be there after like feeling like, oh, I'm supposed to share. And now you're like, I'm exposed now. Like, I feel so this was too much. I didn't want to share all of that. And then I got nervous and now I just babbling to all these people, to the stranger holding the door open for me. So, yeah. And then remember that the thing about reflection. So Marissa mentioned you could journal, you could do all of these things. You could do it any way you want to do it. You could do it in a dance. You could paint. You could meditate. You could just be quietly thinking. And like, it doesn't even have to be like, on Tuesday, 3 p.m., I'm going to do that reflection. It could just be like, you just there driving your car, taking a walk, and you're like, huh, let me think about this. And there you have it. You could do it like that. You could make a video. There's so many ways to do it. So let's just do it our way. I think we're often made to believe that, you know, we have to celebrate something or we have to act in a particular way. But life, especially in adulthood, is about making your own decisions. And again, finding out what is best for you and then having the courage to do what is best for you. So for the new year and onwards, let's do it our way. And let's try to do it without judgment and with understanding. That's my 5 cents.
So we're at the end of today's episode.
And we want to say thanks so much for listening. We see you and we appreciate you.
You can keep up with us on Instagram
at Adulted Loading Podcast
for the latest updates. See you next time.
Later.